City Council confirms former Sheriff Jim McDonnell as LAPD chief. Los Angeles. The City Council Friday confirmed former Los Angeles County Sheriff Jim McDonnell as the 59th chief of the Los Angeles Police Department despite opposition from some immigrant rights advocates and other activists. In an 11-2 vote, the City Council approved Mayor Karen Bass' nominee, who will lead the department as it tackles major security issues in the coming years, with the region set to host the Olympics in 2028. The Super Bowl in 2027, and 8 games of the 2026 World Cup. McDonnell was sworn in during a private ceremony following the City Council's vote. A public ceremony to honor the new chief is scheduled for Thursday. He will also focus on addressing the LAPD's recruitment challenges, improving morale, and reducing liability claims related to officer misconduct, among other issues. My job every day will be to help keep you safe, and I want to be clear to all people of Los Angeles, especially our immigrant community, feeling uncertainty and fear. This is a city of immigrants, and my job is to serve you, McDonnell said. Council members Hugo Soto Martinez and Eunices Hernandez opposed his confirmation, echoing concerns from the immigrant community regarding McDonnell's past policies as county sheriff from 2014 to 2018. When he allowed immigration and customs enforcement agents into county jails, council members Heather Hutt and Kevin DeLeon were absent during the vote. In 2017, he also opposed State Senate Bill 54, which established California as a sanctuary state, limiting law enforcement agencies' cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Soto Martinez said he was representing the voices of many Los Angeles residents who opposed the appointment. I was not totally satisfied with some of your answers in committee, which to me showed a lack of a strong understanding on how these policies affect communities of color, and also showed a lack of understanding of how immigrant families and many undocumented Angelenos experience the city and policies, Soto Martinez said. In an effort to lessen the fear felt by Los Angeles's immigrant community, McDonnell expressed a commitment to upholding State Senate Bill 54 and the California Values Act, which took effect in 2018, and prevents state law enforcement agencies from using resources on behalf of federal immigration enforcement agencies. We will not work with ICE on immigration enforcement issues at all, McDonnell said in response to a direct question by Councilman Curran Price. That's real clear throughout. According to Bass' office, in 2013, prior to McDonnell's appointment as county sheriff, that department released 7,842 inmates to immigration and customs enforcement. When he took office, the figure dropped to 820, representing a decrease of 90%. Los Angeles is a city of immigrants, and I trust Jim McDonnell to keep our city safe, Bass said in a statement. He has the skill set and the compassion to build trust with every community, and I know he is committed to doing so. Jim McDonnell will be my partner in making sure Angelenos stand together and that their city stands with them during this uncertain time, Bass continued. My message is simple. No matter where you were born, how you came to this country, Los Angeles will stand with you, and this will not change. Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez, the chair of the Public Safety Committee, said, "Trust is fundamental to the success of making this a safer city." McDonnell said he looks forward to the opportunity, earning that trust. Andres Kwan, a senior policy counsel and organizer for the ACLU of Southern California, urged elected officials to reconsider McDonnell's appointment in light of his record and view of local collusion with ICE. "I was convicted of a felony and maybe deportable," said Kwan, who described himself as an immigrant. "I was not deported because I got a second chance after I served my jail time. I got to go home and be with my family. If I had been in the LA County Jail under Sheriff McDonnell, I would have been transferred twice to languish in immigration prison to fight my deportation case," he added. Kwan also urged the City Council to immediately adopt a sanctuary ordinance to maximize protections for immigrant Angelenos. The City Council approved a motion directing the City Attorney's Office to draft language for the ordinance in June 2023. A representative for the office did not immediately respond to an inquiry on the status of that draft ordinance. Omar Gonzalez, representing the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce, supported McDonnell, adding that his leadership will be crucial as LA hosts major sporting events. The Los Angeles Police Protective League, the union representing the LAPD's rank and file, congratulated McDonnell and his mandate to improve officer morale, boost recruitment and retention, and fix the department's broken discipline system. In a statement, the LAPPL Board of Directors said, "Addressing these pressing issues will make Los Angeles neighborhoods safer, and that is a worthy goal we share with Mayor Bass and those on the City Council that approved the mayor's recommendation of Chief McDonnell to lead the LAPD." McDonnell, a veteran of the department who served for 29 years and held several ranks leading up to First Assistant Chief of Police before he retired in 2010 to lead the Long Beach Police Department, where he served for almost 5 years, will succeed former Chief Michelle Moore, who retired in February. He was among three finalists for the job, along with LAPD Deputy Chief Imada Tindarides and former Assistant Chief Robert Arcos, who has been working with District Attorney George Gaskin's office as head of investigations. Interim Chief Dominic Choi, who has been leading the LAPD since March, is expected to become one of three assistant chiefs. McDonnell previously said his goals were enhancing public safety, to grow our department back to full strength, and to strengthen public trust, the foundation of all we do, and develop community relationships while ensuring respectful and constitutional policing practices. The new chief was originally ticketed for an annual salary of $507,000, but earlier this week the Board of Police Commissioners, citing concerns with the city's budget, lowered that figure to $450,000. As part of his confirmation, City Council also approved his salary. That's still more than Moore's $436,000 salary, as well as that of Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna, who earns around $397,340. It also tops President Joe Biden's $400,000 annual salary. McDonnell's salary would also surpass that of the commissioner of the New York City Police Department, who earns about $243,000 annually, as well as those of Chicago Police Department Superintendent Larry Snelling at $260,472 and Houston Police Department Chief No Diaz at $315,000. The Board of Police Commissioners' Executive Director had proposed the original $507,000 salary for McDonnell, but this week Board President Errol Souther suggested the $450,000 salary. Taking into account Choi's salary as well as McDonnell's experience and qualifications, Souther's noted that Choi received a pay bump from $392,774 to $436,746 when he assumed interim leadership, matching Moore's salary. Moore initially earned $350,000 and later received salary increases. By Jose Herrera.